Court asked to enjoin Georgia Power Company, the Atlanta Journal, Saturday, the 8th of November, 1913, page 1, column 6, right of eminent domain at tact in suit, filed by Mrs. S.C. Loeb a suit, which, if sustained, might prevent the Georgia Railway and Power Company exercising the right of eminent domain, and so prevent it carrying electrical power through tower lines from Tallulah Falls and other sites to cities which will consume the power, was filed in Superior Court Saturday by attorney H.A. Alexander. The plaintiff in the case is Mrs. S.C. Loeb, and on her petition, Judge John T. Pendleton of Superior Court issued a temporary order restraining the power company from condemning a right-of-way through certain property in Rome, Gay, for the power lines. In the suit, it is alleged the giant power merger, because of the manner in which it was organized, is not entitled to the right to condemn property, which it claims and has utilized in many instances. It is charged the power company has failed to comply with certain state laws by which public utilities, which have the right of eminent domain, are governed. Other objections. In addition, it is alleged the power company has failed to obtain proper certificates from the Secretary of State relative to its stock transactions. Judge Pendleton has ordered the corporation to show cause on November 15th why the injunction should not be made permanent.